I'd like to welcome everyone to the Frank McKay Show. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Tournament of Champions 5 winner is with us today, and she is the first two-time winner. Chef Manit Chauhan is our very special guest, and she is, again, the first two-time champion of Food Network's highest rated culinary competition, and she's already a star, but boy, she just keeps killing it. She's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations, Chef Manit.
Thank you so much, Frank. I've got to tell you, it never gets old to keep hearing that. I'm like, yes, I did it.
Well, listen, well deserved. But you've been getting accolades and great articles and awards for a while now. This is a great one. This is another wonderful achievement. But you've been just doing a wonderful job. And let's face it, you are a celebrity chef, and your celebrity is just rising and rising. So, how much different do you feel now than say, I don't know, 5 years ago?
You know what? The truth is that winning all of these accolades, it does build your confidence in the sense that what you've known your entire life, when people see it around it and they acknowledge it, it just boosts your confidence and it makes you a much more confident chef. Like, you are a lot more fearless at what you do. And I think that's the biggest change I've seen in myself.
In order to get to this point, though, you had to have tremendous confidence to begin with. When did that begin for you? At what age did you realize that, hey, you could perform at a very high level as a chef? And again, a lot of us dabble and we like to think we can make tasty things, but there's a difference between that and becoming a master chef. At what age did you start thinking, hey, this can happen, I can do this?
Well, you know, the joke in the family is that I was literally like cooking from the time I was born, because I've been so obsessed with food. And the incredible part is that my parents always said that do whatever you want, but just be the best at it. And I think very early on, to me, I was not daunted with any task. That if it was in front of me, I needed to do it. There was not an option of not doing it. So I think it's been forever, and my entire life has been dedicated to just honing the craft, be it going to the best, culinary institutes in the world, or, training under chefs who will teach you, who are incredible. So my thirst for knowledge, my thirst for excellence has been there forever. And I hope it continues forever.
Who was the first cook you knew that was that you thought was exceptional? Who was the best cook you met early on?
You know, I'm going to say that it was my grandmoms and my mom and my aunts, because those were the people who actually taught me the true value of not only flavor, but the fact that food has the power to break any barrier. It is the greatest connector in the entire world. And I think that's why I want to create great food so that the world can become closer together.
I'm assuming you've done quite a bit of traveling. Just your knowledge of different types of food and different cultures. What do you recommend to people who are foodies or are fascinated by great cooking? What do you recommend to do while you travel? And I'm someone who travels quite a bit, but what do you do? I mean, how do you research an area, and how do you make sure you're not just going to the same old tourist traps?
So I actually strike conversations with either cab drivers or with Uber drivers, etc. Like, people who are local, and I just ask them, where do you like to go and eat? Where does your family like to go and eat? And because of that, I have found some incredible gems, which might not be the fanciest of places, and that's not what fascinates me. It's just that true home-style cooking, which represents the people of the country. I mean, a couple of years back, I was in, I went to Peru and I just walked into a local market and my husband found me an hour later making potato croquettes and selling that with this old lady. And the incredible part was that I didn't know Spanish and she didn't know English. But we just sat in this comfortable silence, just working and cooking because we connected. And to me, I think that is what it is. Just talk to the local people, even if you don't know the language. The language of food will connect and it will take you to the most incredible places that, you know, the guides won't tell you about.
Chef Manette, where do we sit as far as Americans, as far as the great chefs out there? And I know, you know, there's the right thing to say and there's the politically correct thing to say. But do we here in America and different regions, do we have reason to be proud of the chefs we're producing?
Absolutely. No questions about it. I mean, think about it. America, like when you talk about American cuisine is the world's biggest melting pot. The fact that there are people coming from all over the world to come here and to not only assimilate in the society, in the community, but to put their own signature on it. And I think that is incredible. When I meet chefs who've been born and brought up over here in America, but they are specializing in Indian food, in Thai food, in Vietnamese food, they are embracing other flavors and other cultures. And I think that, you know, being in America gives you the great platform. I mean, that's why I immigrated here. To me, you know, I was following the American dream. And I can very proudly say that I'm living the American dream because America has given me the platform and the stage to show off my talent. And I think it gives me goosebumps just talking about that. So I think that America is producing incredible chefs and the future of American cuisine is going to be so delicious.
Is there a cuisine that we should keep an eye on? Is there something new that's emerging or getting hot right now, so to speak, getting popular? Is there something that you see creeping up and that's going to be very big this year?
I think that, you know, ethnic cuisines are getting their moment, right? From having the reputation of, for example, Indian food, $8.95 all-you-can-eat buffet, right? And everybody's like, no, once I eat this, it's going to save my stomach forever. But that's not what it is. The beauty of these spices and these cuisines are being celebrated. And I think we'll see a lot more of this really, you know, creeping into the mainstream menus. You'll see, like, just glimpses of different techniques, of different ethnic foods, you know, ingredients, creeping into mainstream menus, and I think that's going to make it more delicious.
Congratulations once again, and again, well-deserved, not only on your victory that was airing last night, but everything that you've been doing with your career. Can you give us a website or a social media site, a way we could follow along with what you're doing?
Absolutely. All my social media handles are at Manish Chauhan. I definitely am very active on Instagram, so if anybody sends me a message, they'll probably get a message back from me.
Chef Manette, congratulations once again. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Tournament of Champions, two-time winner, Manette Chauhan, and the host, chef, calls her the Dancing Spice Queen. And she became the first two-time winner champion recently on the Food Network's highest-rated culinary competition, Tournament of Champions. And Manette Chauhan has been our very special guest. I'll tell you, there's so many of these. I know there's so many networks now, and there's so many channels, and they need programming, but there's so many food competitions now and food shows. And I've got to believe that the pandemic launched a lot of this interest in it. And it was happening before, I know that. And Guy Fieri is the host. And just a reminder, he's the host of the Tournament of Champions 5. This was the 5th one. And Manette Chauhan has won it now twice. So congrats to her. She's pumped up, enthusiastic And you can see why they like her. She's lovely, personality-wise. She's lovely, you know, looking. And I mean that with respect. You know, makes a great appearance for the network. And you can see why they like her so much. And, you know, she's become a star.